Greetings and compliments of the season. I wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a healthy and prosperous 2020. This is Clever Zulu and welcome to today's podcast, another of the Absolute Abundance series with a slight twist. Today I want to touch base on the name, Invictus Opus Club. What is in this name? How does this name resonate with you? What is the thought process behind the name anyway? So what is in a name? The quotation is actually a very profound one. It suggests that a name is simply a label to distinguish something from another. A rose, if called something entirely different, would still smell as sweetly as it does with the name rose. So what does Invictus Opus Club mean? Invictus means the unconquerable one. Opus is a Latin word for wealth. Club is an association dedicated to a particular interest. So here we have it, the Unconquerable Wealth Club, made up of men and women of conviction, courage, commitment, and dignity that will not let their visions and dreams be denied under whatever circumstances. The unconquerable human spirit is all about courage, faith, and fortitude in the face of death, life obstacles, and holding on to one's own dignity despite the indignities life may throw at one's path. Your head may be bloody, but be unbowed. You may be wounded and bruised, but rise up and stand strong. Be resilient. I am a Zimbabwean, and here's what we Zimbabweans believe. All the soul of man is resolution, which in valiant men falters never until their final breath. So hold on to your ideals and never give up. Soon the crown of life will be placed upon your head. Does Invictus resonate with you? Does it appeal to you in any way? Well, send me your feedback and suggestions. Having said that, let me leave you with a quote by Marianne Williamson. And I quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not save the world in any way. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So, happy holidays. Talk soon again."